Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef to China with Phil Tsang in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, want to remind you of the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, February 12th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering just over 20,000 head, including 4,550 yearling steers, 2,550 yearling heifers, 11,300 weaned calves, all to be sold this coming Friday, February 12th at Superior. If you want more information, you can contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to the website superiorlivestock.com. Also want to remind you the February 26th Superior Video Livestock Auction will be an on-location auction. You can go and watch it live in person at Embassy Suites at Oklahoma City on February 26th. February 12th, this coming Friday, next auction, February 26th, Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. At Superior, we bring the market to you. The Chinese are buying a lot of beef internationally right now. Problem is, they're not buying it from the United States. The preferred supplier seems to be Australia. Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation talked with us about trying to get the Chinese market open up for U.S. beef. He says we continue to struggle after that discovery of BSE all the way back in 2003.
It's really something in recent days regarding the Chinese, and of course we continue to try to open that market. And one of the concerns, I guess, of the Chinese, the traceability of U.S. beef.
Well, the Chinese have, when we had BSE back in 2003, they basically put up about 22 demands for us. And we have, I think, erased all but one of those. And one of those was traceability. The fact that we are considered a negligible risk in the OIE, that means you have to have a credible traceability system, and it's recognized by the OIE in France. That's understood. I think the Chinese understand that. But we are working to give them more assurances that if they need to have information about the cohorts, if they need information, that we have a voluntary system that will pass muster and that will give them complete confidence in our traceability that we can do in the United States. So I think we're working very closely with our government and with AFIS, and I think that hopefully there'll be meetings conducted with the Chinese here very soon, and the Chinese will be coming as an audit team to take a look at our plants and take a look at our records and some of these types of things. So I think that we have a great story to tell, and hopefully the sooner we can get them here and get this thing going, the better, because if you want to really make a big boost in 2016, getting that Chinese market open, it's been the fastest growing beef market over the last decade. And there's a lot of people that are participating in it, and the United States needs to be in the Chinese market.
Of course, several of China's neighbors are really good U.S. beef customers. And Phil Tsang says that we're seeing several state beef checkoffs earmark some additional funds to help promote beef in places like Japan and Korea. And he says that's having a really positive impact.
And so what we have right now as a result of these dollars, both from Oklahoma and also from Texas and other country states, you know, we have a barbecue boom going on actually in Japan. We have a boom going on in Korea. This is creating more opportunity to sell more products into that market, and that's what's creating this growth. So the fact that these states have become involved, they come to see the market, they come to see their investments, they talk to the people in these markets, it creates confidence. There's so many benefits of working closely with states as opposed to saying, quote, U.S. beef or U.S. pork, for example. As you can make it, bring it down, it personalize it more, it becomes much more effective as far as our selling messages and marketing in that market.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard, Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.